Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. Well, here we are at the beginning of a new year, and there is optimism and enthusiasm all around us. The new year signals lots of chances for people at every level to display their leadership. And in this episode, we're going to explore how you can use this moment to define who you'll be moving forward into the new year. This past week and weekend, I painted a few rooms in our house. It's something that I enjoy. There is something very calming for me when I paint. It's a process that can't be rushed. It shows immediate results and allows me to think and reflect a lot while I'm working. Plus, it makes Megan, my wife, pretty happy. So as I was rolling, I was reflecting on the upcoming new year, and I was getting a little worked up. Here's why. Each year for the past 15 years, I have cautiously approached the new year for a very weird reason. And honestly, the start of the new year is one that I struggle with, and it's for a very selfish and odd reason. At the beginning of every new year, I find myself where I start 6 of 7 days each week at the YMCA for my morning workout. I get there each day between 5 and 5:20 a.m. I run and work out. It is my time to collect my thoughts, sift through my day, and go through the conversations I may have to have during the day. I have had the same routine every week for well over a decade. But it is the time between January and the middle of February that I tend to need a little optimism fuel. Not for myself, but for others. You see, it is the next six-week period that I see a lot of new members at the YMCA who come with great enthusiasm, new clothes, and a very cheerful attitude. I then watch with great sadness as my new friends start to disappear one at a time as they give up on whatever their New Year's resolution was. It bothers me because too many of us wait for a reason to do things different, and that moment comes, we chase a resolution, and then we lose energy for it. It saddens me because I can't stop each of those friends at the Y and coach them because I just want to say, you need to stay, you need to stick to it. But I think if I would do that, it would be kind of creepy. But I just want to shout encouragement at them and ask them to maintain a long view mindset. The second reason it bothers me is that the absence of the people who started the year with me at the Y is now how I define them when I see them in other places. I look at them as the used to be. Yeah, the used to be's. They used to be working out. They used to commit to their health. They used to come to the Y. And that makes me feel terrible. Which led me to this week's topic. How are you going to be defined this new year? I'm going to challenge your mindset on this. How you define yourself. Who you are in between success and failure. And I agree. And that is why I want to explore the idea of pursuing a definition of yourself for the upcoming year and beyond. I look at it this way. You can sit and make resolutions. And if you don't make it, well, that's just too bad. But if I define myself and say this is who I am when no one else is looking, it's a little harder to give up on yourself and how you define yourself in the future. I look at it this way. You can sit and make resolutions. And if you don't make it, well, that's too bad. But if I define myself and say this is who I am when no one else is looking, it's a little harder to give up. So I want to break down the idea that Coach Sweeney presented in the context of the new year. If we truly are going to work to be better for ourselves and those we serve, then being conscientious of the in-between moments is going to be important, as important, if not more important, than defining ourselves. It is the in-between moments that we need to commit to, and making sure to focus on who we are in the moments in between victory and loss is important. And victory and loss not in the context of competition, but in life. Will you be defined by others this year? Will you be defined by your lowest point? Will you be defined by the ways in which you act when you are vulnerable to your emotions? Or will you be defined by the consistent commitment to your own definition? You need to reflect upon this for a moment. How will you be defined? The first step is to ensure that you define yourself and not allow others to write that definition for you. Remember before when I said I called the people at the YMCA that stopped showing up the used-to-bes? Well, I think one of the core ways that we can flip that term to the positive is to define yourself by what you are and then what you used to be. As we head into a new year, let's not resolve to do anything other than to firm up our own definition of ourselves. Commit to a definition of yourself that can motivate you, keep you centered, and hold you accountable to yourself. There's a small nuance, but a powerful one when we say to ourselves, I am defined by my love for others, my family's well-being, my drive, my potential, my care for quality, my pursuit to serve, my commitment to leadership. This type of a definition will keep you centered and help guide you in between your successes and failures. We are not defined by our peak life moments. Instead, we are defined by our daily actions. And as the old saying goes, you are what you do when no one else is watching. So this coming year, let's firm up a definition of ourself. Who are you? What do you stand for? And how are you going to maintain it? It's easy to give up on a resolution, but it's difficult to give up on yourself. I find that in the moments I'm about to quit, I hear a voice in my head telling me, you're not a quitter. Do you know why I hear that voice? Because quitter is not in my definition. So define yourself this year with a commitment to who you are, not who you want to be. Define yourself this year by solidifying what you value and how you make it happen. Your definition will drive you this year. It will make you better for others, and it will support your outcomes. Your inputs to your definition are what matter. It is your day-to-day actions that define you and position you to be successful. No more I might statements in your life. Instead, I am statements, because an I am statement is defining and firm. So think this through with me. What is your definition and how would you write it? Here's where I would start. Write the stem sentence, I am, 3 times, and write one word answers to it. Put that on a post-it note and place it somewhere that matters to you and remind yourself with frequency who you are. When you need fuel to be Buffalo and charge into a situation, a simple review of your definition will support you. This year, don't resolve to lose weight, eat better, or avoid fried foods. Define yourself. I'm a healthy eater. This year, don't resolve yourself to be more positive. Define yourself. I am optimistic. This year, don't say you're going to go to the gym and work out, run, or do yoga. Define yourself. I am fit. This year, don't say you're going to spend less money and save more. Define yourself. I am financially responsible. Can you hear the difference? Let me share it with you from one other angle. If things start to go south on your resolutions, you fall back on the old, well, I tried to save more money this year, but it just didn't work out. But if you define yourself as being financially responsible, you can't consistently make poor money choices because you don't define yourself as irresponsible. You define yourself as responsible. You'll hear a voice in your head, a guilty voice, that will pull you back to your definition. The micro decisions you make daily define you, and you define yourself through those actions. So firm up your definition of self, live by it, and expand it over time. When you commit to yourself, you're a better leader. You influence more people positively because they see someone who is consistent and predictable, and they see someone who's really focused on what is important, and that is being a better person and leader. So those people at the YMCA that I call the used-to-bes, let's make that a positive in 2019. Let's make that a stem sentence that is positive. I used to eat unhealthy. I used to let other people control my emotions. I used to see a half-empty glass. I used to be broke. Define yourself this year and fail forward into how you see yourself. Make decisions every day by testing it against how you define you. At the end of the day, it is you and you alone that define who you are. While others may describe you and your actions, it is you that controls, it is you that writes, and it is you that decides what you used to be. So let's do some smart thinking. List 3 words that describe you. What is your definition? In 2020, how will you describe yourself and define yourself? That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, I want to thank you for listening and ask that you share this and other episodes on your social media platform. And I do have a favor this week. Would you mind rating the podcast on iTunes or Podbean? That allows me to reach more people and supports my mission of supporting leaders. I appreciate you taking time each week to listen to this podcast, and I'm very grateful when people reach out to me, like my friend Steve Frankel did this week, who shared with me an interview with Dabo Sweeney that helped me put my thoughts in order for this episode. Also, thank you to the Wellpennies for their great music, and look for their newest album coming out on January 25th, 2019. Finally, as we head into 2019, I am optimistic, committed, driven, and filled with love for my family and those that I serve. That's my definition. When I committed to this podcast, I had no idea what would happen. But in 2018, the Smart Thinking Podcast had over 27,000 downloads, won an award, and just keeps me fueled. In 2019, define yourself by first being the best for yourself and others every day. Find ways to grow, learn, and be healthy. Find ways to be balanced and find ways to be more buffalo for others. And lastly, don't focus on what used to be. Focus on what is, who you are, and charge every day into your situation as you defend yourself from the distractions that could redefine you. Remember, only you get to write the definition of self, and only you can make the choices that elevate you to be better for yourself and others.
Should all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne? For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for all.